The display of the voting register by the EC for the electorate to cross-check their particulars ends today. There are reports of low turnout of people at the various polling stations across the country, but the EC says it is not considering any extension. The acting director of the commission, Christian Ouzubari, who stated this in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the commission would have considered an extension if there were long queues at polling stations, of which some people were not able to cross-check their names. He was, however, quick to add that the commission will study reports presented to it by the EC officials and think of what to do next.
When we issued a statement announcing the exhibition of the voters register, we said it's a 7 days exercise. We started on the 24th of October, that was last week Friday, and we're bringing it to a close at 6 p.m. today, Thursday, the 30th of October. The commission is not considering any extension. You know, when you go into exercises of this nature, it depends on the way people patronize the exercise. If it's the case that people troop to the exhibition centers, they want to check their names, and because of the large numbers of people and long queues at the exhibition centers, they are unable to check their details or their particulars on the register, then there will be justification for considering an extension. But in this particular exercise, you visit the exhibition centers and people troop in one after the other, so there are virtually no at all at any of the exhibition centers, and that means an extension may not be necessary. We are waiting to receive reports from the field.
Yeah, Mr. Pari, reports we pick up on the ground indicate that patronage has been very poor. Many people did not turn out to...
If you go into an exercise and you see long queues at the centers, like registration, and people who are desirous of going through the process have not been able to go through because of the long queues, then it is justified to have an extension. Where the exhibition officers are there, people come in one after the other, they trickle in, and for the most part, there is virtually nobody at the exhibition center. I do not think that extending the exercise will be justified.
Mr. Ouzubari also discounted claims by political parties that the commission is responsible for the low turnout.
I disagree with them if they say there wasn't enough publicity of the exercise. We are publicizing this exercise on all fronts. We are using a number of radio stations across the country. Apart from that, we're on television, and then we have our posters all over, and we've had the opportunity to talk to the public through radio, through television, since we announced that we have this exhibition exercise. And in addition to that, we have engaged people, we have given them pickups, we've mounted on speakers driving through the communities to sensitize the public on the exercise. So there is that announcement in the communities by our own officials. Besides that, we also asked them to make contact with the information centers in the various communities, which they have done, and I have myself have had the opportunity to come across and be in some of these communities. So even if not all Ghanaians may have heard, then I can conveniently say that the majority of Ghanaians are aware of this exercise.
And the observation from our reporters indicate that none of the representatives of the political parties or polling agents were found at the various polling stations. Is it the case that political parties don't send their agents to the various polling stations when you display the voter register?
Well, they are not required under any law to send representatives of interest. What happens is that with the voter register, the law requires the political parties to send their agents to the registration centers, but the law doesn't say that the political parties should send their agents to the exhibition centers. But as a commission, everything that we do to be transparent. So even though there's no requirement by the law that we should ask them to send their agents to the exhibition centers, we continue to tell them that if any party is interested in sending any agent to observe the process, we will not exclude or prevent that agent from going to the exhibition center to observe the process. So it's purely a choice of the political parties that they are sending their agents to the exhibition center.